Uh-oh. Norman's got it. Norman's got it going on. We're going to try to complete before the rain or snow or whatever's coming. Yes. We'll get you out about the time to get drenched. So, I want to share quickly before Keith comes. I want to share with you one last story, and then Keith is going to come and introduce one of your own, and then he's going to complete our afternoon. About a year and a half ago, well, I've been adopted, of course, all my life, did not know who my birth family was, and so I always questioned and wondered, you know, who my mother was, who my father was, and my prayer for 25 or 30 years was, Lord, if you will ever give me an opportunity to meet my father or my mom, I will ask if they know the Lord. I will make sure that I see them face to face and ask if they know you personally, because, you know, they had made decision to give me up so that I could be in a different family. I didn't know the circumstances, didn't know the story, but I had prayed for an opportunity to do that. And so about a year and a half ago, I took the Ancestry.com DNA, and some of the results came back and started kicking back a niece here or a cousin here or this and that. And so I started tracing out the family tree, and I figured out who I thought was my dad, my biological father, and then a biological sister. I contacted her, and she immediately replied and wanted to be in touch. And so that was the first hurdle that I had, not knowing if they would want anything to do with me. And so got to talk with her, and I said, I think you're my sister. She said, I think I am too. And we set up an opportunity to meet. And so a year ago, in this past January, I went to Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and Roll Tide, you have no idea what that means, but that's a football program there. Oh, you know. Oh, Gators, okay. So it's a rivalry here. And so I flew in, met my brother the night previous, then I met my sister, and then a moment that I had prayed for and had been waiting for all that time was to meet my father. And apparently he was quite a womanizer, and honestly, he didn't even know that I existed. And 2 days before I was to meet him, he basically told my brother and my sister, I'm not interested in meeting him. I don't want to have anything to do with him. And so I prayed and I said, Lord, I've been praying for 25 years that I can meet him. And number one, I'd like to meet him, but I also want to know if he knows you. Would you give me that opportunity? So he, I saw him at this gathering that I went to, and I think I have a picture here that I had pulled up. You won't be able to see this super well, but at least it gives you a little bit of context. So this here, on the right side, is my father. And so it was kind of a interesting thing. And he was not very talkative and didn't seem like he was super interested in, you know, necessarily talking to me. And he had a lot of just health issues. But he was a little bit open. And so finally, towards the end of that meeting, I looked at him and I said, I'm not sure what to call you, dad or, you know, Raymond or whatever. And I said, but I would love to come see you tomorrow. He lived in a nursing home, and I said, would that be okay? And at first he said, no, I don't think I want to do that. And I said, okay. And so I wandered about the house for a little bit, and I came back about an hour later after praying some more, and I said, I really would like to come just talk with you for a few minutes. And he goes, well, I guess that'd be okay. So I took that as yes. And the very next day, about 1 o'clock, I drove to the nursing home and went in there, and he wouldn't even look me in the eyes. He stared out the window most of the time. I sat on a chair with a stack of newspapers on top of it while he was eating Cheetos, and he asked if I would like one, and so I took one just to be nice. But eventually, I knew that it was the time had come, and I was scared to death. I didn't know what to do. I didn't have a relationship. I hadn't prepared the soil much except for prayers. I just knew to get down on a knee and look at his face and say, I have something very important to ask you. And he said, okay, well, what is it? And I said, you know, I'm a believer. I'm a Christian. I follow Jesus. He's changed my life. And I said, I just would love to know if you know him. And I got completely nervous. I forgot three circles. I forgot how to story. I forgot all of that, even though I had just been training in. And I didn't know. I just was fumbling over words. And I looked in his eyes and I just said, I just know. And I said, I know you've had some difficult things in your life. And he started tearing up. And I said, I don't know where you're at. I don't know if you regret some things, if you have guilt. I don't know what's going on in your life. I just want you to know Jesus has changed my life. And I want to know, has he changed your life? Do you know him? And he said, well, I used to go to church. And I said, no, I understand that. And I said, and that's important, that's good. I said, but that's not what I'm asking you. I'm asking you, do you know Jesus, the head of the church? And I think that's what I said. I don't remember everything. And so we talked for a few minutes. I talked a little bit about sin. I can't even tell you what I said. I just told him that Jesus had changed my life, and I said, has he changed yours? And he said, well, if you put it that way, yeah, I think I know him. And I said, well, would you like to make sure? And he said, no, I think I'm good. And I said, okay. I said, I'd love to see you someday in eternity with Jesus. And he said, okay. And at that point I said, is there anything I can pray for you about? And so I prayed for him, and then I went and got in my car, drove back to Atlanta, and then left from there. There's a whole lot more to that story, but I've not had a conversation with him since then, nor previous to that. But my job in that moment, because I had been praying for 25 to 30 years, was at least to bring it up somehow, and I flubbed it, but I believe that the Lord can still use that. I don't know whether he knows Jesus or not, but I bring that up to say, let's practice, let's be ready, but we're going to mess up, and that's okay. And as long as we're able to, in the Holy Spirit, communicate something of the gospel, God's going to be able to use that. And so, thank you for being here and spending your time. There's a lot of things I know that you could be doing. Apparently, watching rugby is a big match, I think, going on somewhere. And you chose to be here. So thank. Is it coming up soon? Oh, okay. Well, good. Well, we got some more time then to turn in your Bibles to. So I'm going to ask Keith to come, and he's going to complete our time. He's got some people he's going to invite to come up.